It's important for a worthless male to learn his place in life. So many self-important men think they're all that and a bag of chips, when in reality they're weak and pathetic. In a patriarchal society like our own, even mediocre males are led to believe that they're actually superior to women. How does this even make sense? Just because a male has a pathetic little wiener hanging between their legs, they're most decidedly not automatically superior to women. One day last month, I had a chance to prove to a self-important male that his place was beneath me. It's always surprising to me when I run across a male who doesn't realize he's nothing more than just another worthless male. Some men haven't interacted with powerful women, and that's a damn shame. Last month, I was out at a bar just enjoying myself with some friends when an especially worthless specimen approached me. We all know the type. Overly confident, too much body spray, and extremely handsy. He invaded my personal space and gave a cheesy one-liner, followed by a move right out of the pickup artist playbook. He fucking negged me. A compliment, followed by an insult or a backhanded compliment, is supposed to make women want to earn the positive regard of the pathetic male. But in the real world, it just pisses us off. When a worthless male worm tries to pick me up using tired pickup artist tricks, I just get angry. But this time, I decided to get a little of my own back from him. I let him think his cheesy approach had worked. He bought me another drink. I let him dance with me, and yeah, he was overly familiar and put his hands where they didn't belong. Then I talked him into coming home with me. He had imbibed freely and was in no shape to drive, while I'd been sipping at drinks and then passing them to my friends to trade for empties. At my house, he was at my mercy. I cut his clothes from his body and left him in the guest room to sleep it off, with only a bright pink robe for the morning. Can you imagine how that worthless male felt the next morning? Hungover, naked, in a strange house with only a bright pink robe laid out for him. Disoriented, lost, and totally at the mercy of my whim. Oh, the fun I had with him. If you want the rest of the story, you should either visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or call me at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.